Unit 2. Listening. The staff structure of hotels.
Roberta, can you tell us a little about the staffing at the Concordia?
Well, the Hotel Concordia is part of a larger group, so we've got the same structure as the other hotels in the chain. It's a medium-sized hotel, and it's divided into three departments: front office, housekeeping, and food and beverages. Food and beverages covers the restaurant, bar, cafeteria, and the kitchen. In the kitchen, we've got a head chef, Giovanni, and three junior chefs. There are two kitchen assistants as well. Then for the restaurants and bars, we have a head waiter and six waiters.
What about housekeeping?
That's divided into maintenance and rooms. At the moment, there's one person in maintenance, Enrico, and on rooms, there's the head housekeeper, Carlotta, and her team. She's got five housekeepers working for her right now, though in the high season, we usually contract two more.
You use the term housekeeper. Is that the same as chambermaid?
Yes, and in the past, housekeepers were usually called chambermaids, but we prefer housekeeper. We're talking about trained professionals here, and the idea of a maid sounds more like a servant than a paid professional.
What about the reception, or should I say front office?
For the ordinary client, it's the reception, obviously. But for us in the hotel trade, it's the front office. Now, here at the Hotel Concordia, the front office is run by Luigi, the front office manager. He's got six receptionists working under him and Silvio, the concierge.
The concierge? What does he do?
As well as carrying bags to guests' rooms, a concierge runs information services for the guests. Or he gets them tickets for shows, for the theatre. He takes messages, things like that.
And Silvio does all this?
Yes, he does. And he does it very well. Better still, if we are very busy, he also acts as an extra receptionist.
Roberta, thanks for your time.
Not at all.